I recently shared this story with a friend of mine who was diagnosed with a particularly virulent form of cancer. Afterwards, I got to thinking, there might be others who might benefit from hearing the story as well. The year was 1983. As a 13-year-old or so coming home from school one day, my sisters were on the couch crying. My brother was in a chair across the room with his head in his hands, and I was sitting there going, what the hell is going on here? My sister lifted her head out of her hands long enough to sob and tell me that Dad had cancer and he was going to die. As you might imagine, that can suck the wind out of the sails of a 13-year-old pretty damn quick. For you see, Dad had been given a diagnosis which meant, according to the doctors, he had approximately 6 months to live, and that was with aggressive treatment options. It would be even less if he didn't undergo chemotherapy and so forth. And I should say here that he and one of his best friends were given the same diagnosis about a week apart, and 4.5 months later, that best friend had passed away. But Dad went to St. John and saw the cancer doctor there, and that doctor's name was Dr. Nimagata, a name I will never forget. And my dad always did an impression of him and what he had to say to Dad when he went to see him for the first time, and his impression went something like this. Now, Mr. Knox, if you think you are going to die, there is nothing I can do for you, and you should go home and arrange your funeral and bye-bye. If, on the other hand, you think you are going to live, you stay here with me, and together we will do great things. The year all that went down was 1983. Eventually, of course, my father did pass away, not of cancer, had nothing to do with it, in fact. He had about 5 heart attacks and 4 strokes in the space of about 7 weeks. To spell the end. 1999, 196 months after he'd been given 6 months to live. The last 10 years, they'd stopped giving him chemo altogether, as the doctor said, you have cancer everywhere, it's not changing. I think we'll just see what happens if we don't give you chemo. And Dad said, see what happens, is that a medical term? And the doctor replied, yes it is. Dr. Nimagata, funny fella. I tell the story to anybody who will listen anytime somebody has been given a very, very dire diagnosis of anything. Simply to point out, your mental attitude, your positive thinking, your looking forward can all make a difference. And coming up later on the show this week, I've got the executive producer of a film called The Way of Miracles. You're going to want to hear that. That's coming up after Wednesday. If you know somebody who could benefit from hearing this story or this message, please share it today.